What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I'm back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Monday, November 29th. And be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, only place you'll get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. Let me know in the comments section, who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate? And finally, shout out to Prize Picks for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up to get up to $100 on your first deposit. Now, we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Malcolm Brogdon, Lu Dort, Josh Giddey, Naz Little, and Jakob Poeltl on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. In at number five, we've got PJ Washington. He is power forward center eligible, 5,100. Projected for 30 to goals, 37, and he is in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. No Mason Plumlee means PJ Washington will be starting at center. He'll play about 30 minutes, could play a little bit more. Fantasy point per minute, right around neutral usage. 13.7 boards, 2.5 assists, almost 2.5 stocks. Pace neutral against Chicago, but it's a good spot for PJ Washington because foul trouble should be less of an issue here. Nikola Vucevic is not the type of guy that draws a lot of fouls. That should be pretty helpful for Washington in this spot. Next up at number four, I'm looking at Kevin Porter. He is point guard eligible, 6,800. Projected for 37. The goal is 44. He's in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. I think he's going to be around 1.1 fantasy points per minute because there's no Jalen Green. That's helpful. And he gets to face Oklahoma City, and there's basically no talent on that team. 26% usage, 16 points, almost 6 boards, 7 assists, a stock and a half. Now, it is pace neutral, but I don't think it matters because Oklahoma City stinks. Staying with the exact same team, we're going to Jayshon Tate, small forward, power forward eligible. Just 4,800, projected for 29.5. The goal is 35.5. He's in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. I gave Tate 30 minutes. He could play more in a close game. He's around a fantasy point per minute in this matchup. Again, 19% usage, 12 points, 7 boards, 3 assists, a stock and a half, and a matchup against Oklahoma City that is pretty good when, you know. Look, here's the deal. Oklahoma City's running out like 3.5 real NBA players. Even when you play Houston, it raises all boats. Like, this just looks good across the board. Whether it's Porter or Tate, whether you want to go to other guys like Christian Wood or even someone like Eric Gordon, there's a lot of value to be found on Houston today because Oklahoma City is just bad. We're off to Minnesota now for shooting guard, small forward, eligible Anthony Edwards. You know how much I love that positional designation. Shooting guard, small forward, guard forward, utility, 7,900, 42.5 fantasy point projection, 48.5 fantasy point goal. 20% likelihood to be in the optimal. As you can see, that's the same as Tate and Porter and Washington. Basically the same as Poeltl and Little. It's really difficult on DraftKings today. Ultra efficient. 35 minutes for Edwards. Around 1.2 fantasy points per minute in this spot. 30% usage. 23 points. 6.5 boards. 3.5 assists. 2 stocks. It is slight pace down against Indiana, but nothing relevant. You're basically losing like 0.3 of a point. Either way, that gets Anthony Edwards into the 2 spot. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, and let me know in the comments section who your favorite and least favorite contenders are, and then head on over to Prize Picks, sign up using the promo code AwesomeO, get yourself up to $100 on your first deposit. My number one contender for today is Donovan Mitchell, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 8,100, projected for 47, the goal is 49, and he is in the optimal lineup 22% of the time. I got him at like 1.35 fantasy points per minute in 34 minutes, 35% usage, 28 real points, 5 boards, 5 assists, a stock and a half. Solid matchup against Portland, not anything you really need to be worried about. Portland's going to also be without Norm Powell for this one, but it's difficult to really hash through. Like, I like Donovan Mitchell. He is my number one contender. There's not a lot separating, say, Donovan Mitchell from Josh Giddey today. If I gave Josh Giddey one more minute, it might be him in this spot. So don't get too bogged down on the order at the top. The top 10 just in general looks good. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Monday, November 29th. FanDuel version of this video is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. Keep your eyes peeled. We'll be back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.